CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, if you slam that screen door again, I'm going to spank you. Now, I've told you for the last time.
Oh, you're going to spank me? Betsy didn't slam the screen door, I did.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
We're having an early dinner. Lamb chops. One small lamb chop, 100 calories. What'd you have for lunch downtown so I can figure out your allotment for tonight?
The usual. Fruit salad, 2 raw carrots, 2 pieces of Melba toast, and black coffee.
I didn't have 2 lamb chops. I cheated today and had some cashew nuts I found in the desk drawer. They were stale, but I ate them. 10 cashew nuts are 100 calories, so I can only have 1 lamb chop.
10 cashew nuts are 100 calories?
Yes, apparently. Well, actually, there were only 8 cashew nuts, so I really had 80 calories. I could have 20 extra calories of lamb chop. Maybe you'd give me a bite of yours.
Bite of mine? Well, I only get 2 dinky ones anyhow. Well, look, what I mean, I don't like being selfish, but after all, I'm a working man.
I'm not a working woman. Taking care of 2 children and running a house isn't work.
Well, my lamb chops are mine. Fry yourself another one and just eat 20 calories of it. Oh, for Pete's sake, let's stop talking about food. It's all we've done for 3 weeks now.
Going on a diet was your idea. Dinner in half an hour. Dear, wake up.
Yeah, wake up, dear.
What's the matter?
What?
You're having a bad dream. You're rolling and tossing around, and a few minutes ago you let out a terrible cry.
Oh, why in Sam Hill did you wake me up? I was eating turkey and stuffing and gravy and pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and you have to wake me up. Why don't you mind your own business?
Well, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me, sweetheart, please. I didn't mean to say that. I am just a darn hungry, and here was food, all this food, and it was all mine, and I was eating and eating. Honey, really, I'm sorry I spoke like
that. Well, I should think you would be, snapping at me like that.
Well, I'm hungry.
Well, I'm hungry, too. You're the one who suggested we go on this diet. It's no fun for me, you know. It makes a lot of extra work figuring out every single little bitty calorie with everything that I cook. Do I get any thanks? No, you've gotten cross as a bear.
Well, I said I was sorry. Your disposition hasn't been any too good either, you know. I asked you where the evening paper was and you snapped. How do I know? Look for it yourself.
Well, you won't have to put up with me the rest of the night.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
To sleep in the guest room where I can't hear you eating pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Who is it? You know darn well who it is. Now, look, unlock this guest room door and hurry up about it. You hear what I said? Now, look here. You and I better have a little talk.
At 3 in the morning?
At 3 in the morning. Now, turn on the light. I can't find it.
Yeah. Look, if we don't get any food, we at least better get some sleep.
Now, look here. Don't you think that 2 intelligent people who love each other should be able to go on a diet?
You told me to mind my own business. You just yelled. Why don't you mind your own business, you snarled?
I apologize. I know I snarled, and I apologize and meant it. I feel very, very sorry about it. But I am hungry.
You suggested we go on this diet.
I know, and you agreed. We both decided to lose weight. Now, obviously, we're not getting enough to eat.
I went down to the doctor's office. We worked on this diet for an hour, and he said it was ample. Ample, he said. He said our appetites would adjust.
Well, quite obviously, they haven't adjusted for 3 weeks. Now, I've had a fruit salad for lunch while my friends are wolfing down roast beef and pot roast and lemon chiffon
pie. Well, that's all I've had, fruit salad every noon. I fix myself a fruit salad.
What I'm saying is maybe it's not enough.
No dressing. Well, the doctor said it was. We're even getting several hundred calories more than some people who go on diets. Ed Rippler, when he lost that 75 pounds, was on an 800-a-day calorie diet.
800?
Yes, and he didn't starve to death. He said he even got used to it.
Well, I look at it this way. I want to lose some weight, but I don't want to lose you.
Oh, I won't starve to death, dear.
No, I didn't mean that. I don't want our marriage to crack up over just a few calories.
Well, I don't think our marriage is about to crack up.
We started to diet 3 weeks ago Monday.
Tuesday.
Now,
no, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday. Seems like 3 years instead of 3 weeks. Anyhow, and after 2 days of it, we snapped each other's heads off, which we never do.
I know it, and I'm very sorry. I snapped at the children, too. Today, when I saw those cashew nuts in the desk drawer, and I didn't know they were there, and I was so hungry, I just popped them in my mouth. And then when I looked them up in the calorie book, and I saw I'd eaten 80 calories, and I could only have one lamb chop for dinner instead of two.
Guys, now.
You know, I...
I
thought, well, I won't tell him. I won't tell him I had some cashew nuts, you know. And then I thought, well, that is not fair. We agreed not to cheat on our diet. You haven't.
As a matter of fact, I have.
Honey.
I was going to tell you when I came home, and when you said one small lamb chop was 100 calories, and because I'd stuck to my lunch allotment, I could have two lamb chops. I was just so hungry, I didn't tell you.
Tell me what? What did you have?
I had 3 potato chips off Harry's plate at lunch this noon.
Oh, honey, 3 potato chips, that's 33 calories.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's
no, it isn't. Right. No, it is not all right. When you said you only had 8 cashew nuts and therefore you could have 20 calories more of lamb chop, would I give you just one bite of my extra lamb chops? Would I? Did I give it to you? No. No, they're mine, I said. I said to you, they're mine, my lamb chops.
Well, now, don't feel so terrible. You were right. You're a working man. You need them more than I do.
You probably work harder than I do.
Well,
more physical work, running all over the place, doing housework. Why do we go through all this? I ask you, let's forget it. Let's just forget the whole thing and grow old and fat together.
Haven't we enough willpower to stick it out? The older we get, the harder it is to take it off, you know?
All right, but look, can't we just cut down and without making such a production out of it? Let's just cut out all desserts, for example.
The doctor said the only way to diet sensibly was to watch the calories. Take off weight gradually. And when you reach the proper weight, just continue to watch the calories.
I am not going through this calorie routine the rest of my life. Now, come on, we are going downstairs to the kitchen and raid the refrigerator.
Come on, dear. Come on. The first waffle is done.
All right, fine. Just sneaked up into Betsy's room and got her portable radio so we could have a little music with our midnight feast.
Midnight? It's 3:30.
Yeah.
There you are. Butter it, and I'll bring you the maple syrup. I heated it a little.
No, wait a minute. I'm not going to eat the whole waffle. Take half of this, then we'll split the next one, too.
No. I'm not having any.
Yeah. You're not having any?
No. That's all right. You eat. This diet is harder for you anyhow. A couple of waffles won't hurt you neither.
Now, look here. You cannot do this to me. Please don't do this to me.
I don't honestly want them. I'll admit I'm hungry, but I know myself. If I start cheating on my diet, I'll just go on. Piece of pie here, bite of donut there, you know. First thing in August, I'll just...
Now, you know I am not going to eat waffles if you don't.
I know.
Oh, then please don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me.
You'll be so mad at yourself in the morning for having eaten 1,000 extra calories. Honey, I'm doing it for you.
I think I'm going to burst into tears.
No, you're not. Come on, I'll save the waffle batter for the children in the morning. Get up. Push the chair away from the table. That's right. Close your eyes, dear. Don't look at the waffle.
To think that when I was a kid, they all said, "What's the matter with that boy? He doesn't eat enough to keep a bird alive."
Good day, dear. Come on, now back to bed. We're sticking to our diet.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.